So will the Dáil get to work 4 months after the election? We'll be talking about that next.
Cíon de cheadúnas teleficia leis na meáin chumarsáide faiblí riachtanacha in éirin. Gáumí buachas leat mohá de cheadúnas teleficia í a cugat le DNA. Tírchig tvlicense.ie nó éan ifig fuist chun tíle óla se áil. Ná darúd mohá teleficia gut ní mór cheadúnas teleficia a bheith gut. Ó Rialtas na hÉireann.
People all over Ireland have smart meters, just like Niall.
After mine was installed, I signed up for a free ESB Networks online account. Anyone can, regardless of who their supplier is. Now I actually understand how I'm using my electricity. This has helped me pick a tariff that's right for me.
Niall's home is just like the other 1.9 million homes in Ireland that have a smart meter. Start seeing how your smart meter can work for you and sign up for your free online account at esbnetworks.ie. Join us to deliver a smarter, cleaner electric future. ESB Networks, energizing your everything.
Is the speaking rights row in the Dáil over? Did last night's unprecedented vote of confidence in the Cean Comhairle draw a line under it? Well, we'll soon find out. Verona Murphy does not have the confidence of five opposition parties in the Dáil, but she is still in her job this morning after the coalition government of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the regional independent groups won the vote 96 to 71. We can chat now to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, the Taoiseach, at least last night, wasn't talking about drawing lines under anything.
Yeah, it was an interesting address by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. He was the person who kicked off the debate. And I think beforehand, I was just wondering if he would take a sort of a considered approach and try and reach out to the opposition and saying, clearly we disagree on this issue, but it's time to move on. And, you know, for the greater good, let's try and draw a line under it. But instead, he chose to go for the jugular. He went for not just all opposition parties, castigating them for what took place, but he also, in particular, had a go at Sinn Féin, and his language was combative. And that, he's absolutely entitled to do that. But it was just an interesting approach from the Taoiseach. And once again, what he was saying is that the fact that the opposition parties had been standing up and shouting down the Cean Comhairle of Verona Murphy was simply wrong. And then he went on at length to detail why. But nonetheless, he was clearly aware that he had the numbers, and that proved to be the case. When it was put to a vote, there was a clear majority in favour of the government position. But you got the sense that maybe the speaking rights row was over, with the bad blood between government and opposition that's still coursing through the body politic.
Sinn Féin, the main opposition party, how did they respond?
Once again, in a similar fashion. And it was interesting that the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, saying that Verona Murphy's position was untenable, even if she was to survive the vote, which, as you mentioned, she clearly did. And that could either be an astute observation, saying that the opposition parties haven't changed their view, or it could be an indication that opposition parties were going to continue to have a go at Verona Murphy. So there was a little bit of a lacuna there. We're not quite sure what Mary Lou MacDonald meant. And so I guess we're going to be watching what actually happens in the Dáil chamber from today on.
Let's hear a clip of Verona Murphy. After the vote, she said she bore no ill will.
It is regrettable that the matter of speaking rights was unable to be resolved by consensus. Despite 20 hours of full and frank discussion on the matter, despite my earnest efforts to mediate, I wish to assure all members on all sides of this House I bear no ill will and my door is always open. I will continue to uphold my solemn declaration to vindicate the rights of all members and administer the rules chosen by members of this House impartially and fairly.
That's the Cean Comhairle, Verona Murphy. So those new standing orders, the new rules which were voted in last week, Paul, do they begin today? So the regional independence group, which is part of the government, they'll be able to ask questions of the Taoiseach today.
Exactly. The opposition usually gets chances to ask Taoiseach on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and then it's the Taoiseach on Thursday. But if you look at the order for today, we've now also got the independent group. So it's unclear who's actually going to pose the first question to Taoiseach Micheál Martin today, but that's the way it's going to be. The standing orders changed effectively yesterday.
the independent group will now have the chance to choose someone to ask a question for 8 minutes. And so we don't know who's going to ask it. It could be Michael Arry, it could be Carol Nolan, that's unclear. It's up for them to decide, and we don't know what they're going to raise. I guess the key thing will be really what the opposition's reaction to that is going to be. Over the past number of weeks, we've heard some opposition members suggest that what they're going to do is just say, we're not hanging around, we're not going to listen to this, and effectively walk out saying, if the government wants to talk to itself, off you go. But this is the test. We're now going to find out exactly what the opposition are. Will they sit in silence? Will they walk out? And we don't know just yet.
And 4 months, more than 4 months now since the election. And many would say, I mean, OK, the Dáil has been doing some work, but not at the same level as it should be, given that time frame. Committees haven't been established yet. Will that now start?
It should start, Audrey. So basically what happens is that there's a... an Oireachtas committee called the Reform Committee, and that's been given the effective powers to now, following on from that vote, do the work to set up the Oireachtas committees, because we don't have things like the Public Accounts Committee to hold people to account. The other committees, like say the Justice Committee, isn't assessing legislation. It is a big, big thing. So the government said last night that work is underway, that it is the members of the Reform Committee who will choose the date at which they will set their next meeting, and then they'll try to progress the committees as quickly as possible. But the fault lines are still there. Sinn Féin was saying last night that the government could have moved last February to set up this stuff, and that it was outrageous that it could be next month, it could be May, before the Oireachtas committees are actually established. And so you still have that gap there, the sense once again that the bad blood triggered by the speaking rights row still exists. We're just not sure how quickly they're going to be able to overcome that.
Paul, on another matter, there were accusations made in the Dáil last night that some women who were arrested outside Leinster House on Monday after a protest against Israeli attacks on Gaza, that they were ordered to strip naked. Here is what People Before Profit Solidarity TD Richard Boyd Barrett had to say.
The group Mothers Against Genocide, on a Mother's Day protest to show solidarity with women and children in Palestine, in Lebanon and so on, who've been slaughtered over the last 18 months, and have a peaceful sit-down protest, and then are arrested very, very violently in some cases, including Palestinian and Lebanese people who have actually suffered the horrors of the last 18 months, and some then are strip-searched. I mean, to read you one description, I was stripped completely naked and was asked to remove my underwear. When I questioned the necessity of this, I was told I would be forced violently if I didn't comply, and that they didn't want any trouble.
That's Richard Boyd Barrett in the Dáil last night, arrested violently and strip searched, with some of the testimony that he has heard from some of the women. What are the Gardaí saying, Paul?
The Gardaí are saying a few things, but it was interesting that issue of the attitude of the Gardaí to those protesters was also raised by Paul Murphy. And the Taoiseach, when he was giving his reply to that answer, said that he was aware that there had been a protest, and he said everyone is entitled to protest. But the issue was that the protesters were standing in front of the entrance of the Dáil, that they'd been asked by the Gardaí to move to one side, that they'd been asked to move away, that they refused to accept the guard the direction. And it was at that point that they were detained. He said he wasn't aware of what Richard Boyd Barrett had said in relation to the strip searches. And Morning Ireland was got on to the Gardaí as well, just asked them in relation to that. And one thing which Richard Boyd Barrett said was that the searches had been intimate, that they were what you call cavity searches. And that was something which the Gardaí say did not happen. So we've now got a dispute in relation to what was claimed in the Dáil and what the Gardaí was saying at the same time. That statement was quite short, so it didn't detail every single thing which Richard Boyd Barrett had mentioned.
Paul, thank you very much indeed. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.